In the communique, the Chinese government vowed to support the Gambian government in matters of national sovereignty and economic development. The Gambian government pledged to adhere to the One China policy and recognized the government of the People's Republic of China as the sole legal government representing the whole of China, and that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China's territory. It has also undertaken not to establish any official relations or engage in any official contact with Taiwan. China and the Gambia established diplomatic links in 1974, but they were suspended in 1995 after the West African nation shifted towards Taipei. The Gambia cut ties with the inland government in 2013. Speaking to the media on Thursday, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi again stated that the One China principle was a political precondition and the foundation for China's diplomatic relations. He added that the bilateral cooperation would be enhanced in many areas.
The two sides both agreed to enhance communication at all levels and develop cooperation in six fields, including agriculture and forestry, processing industry and manufacturing, investment and trade, infrastructure, human resources development and humanity.
For her part, the Gambian Foreign Minister Nina Magdal-Gay said her country would work with China to promote bilateral cooperation.
The People's Republic of China and the Islamic Republic of the Gambia realize the need to re-establish diplomatic relationship at ambassadorial level. And both countries have worked tirelessly to make this happen.
Magdal-Gay also said the Gambia would actively take part in cooperation within the framework on a forum on China-Africa cooperation. On the same day, the authorities in the Chinese mainland denied the restoration of diplomatic ties was being used as warning to leaders in Taiwan, Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang.
The time of when to resume the diplomatic ties was decided by the two sides. The Gambia and Taiwan had already broken off their so-called diplomatic relations. So today, the restoration of diplomatic ties is not against anyone. We will always adhere to the One China policy and our policy of promoting the peaceful development of relations across the Taiwan Straits doesn't change.
The two countries also agreed to exchange ambassadors and provide necessary assistance for the establishment of embassies and the performance of their respective duties on a reciprocal basis. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.